Sam, obviously a difficult night for you. What can you take away from that when you talk to your players after tonight?
I think we take away one, the fact that we've probably learnt all we need to learn now in this short period of time. I mean, it's never been as hard as it is at the moment with the pandemic, because I've come into football clubs and tried to turn them around as quick as I can. This one in the pandemic and the amount of games we've had to play makes it even harder. So I have to look at the whole situation now and say that we've tried to look at everybody, and we've come to the conclusion on where we need to go forward and how we need to go forward. Particularly after the FA Cup game at Blackpool, because I will finally see in that game some of the players that haven't played in the first team at the moment, and then some big decisions have to be made between then and the window shutting, and I have to keep working on this squad of players to achieve first and foremost a clean sheet. Without that, we will find it very difficult to get out of this position we're in, because our goal tally is not great. We don't have a proven goal scorer on the front line, so getting the clean sheet is the first priority for us. And as we've seen today, and we saw against Leeds, because we leave too many spaces when we try and attack and don't fill them properly, we let too many goals in at the moment, so we have to change our tactics for now.
It's not taking you long to work out in your mind, have a clear idea what you want to do. Yep. Are you confident as well as hopeful that you will be able to do and make the kind of moves that you feel you need to?
I think at the end of January, if you ask me that question, then I'll tell you. Because I think by the end of January, we'll have a better picture and we will have finished the window and see what we may have been capable of actually coming in to try and improve the squad that we've got. And I think that's needed. If we need a boost, everybody needs a boost. I've always managed it, whether Palace, Everton, Sunderland, Blackburn. Every time I've been at those clubs, the players we've brought in have made the team better, and the team's gone on to do much better things than they were before I took over, and it's got them all out of relegation problems. So that's the way forward for me, and the way forward for West Brom if we want to get out of trouble.
You knew it was going to be a difficult job for you. It's a big ask. Is it possibly even more difficult than you anticipated, do you think?
Well, what disappointed me is being in the game today and scoring a goal that got disallowed to make it 2-1, and being in the game and getting on the front foot for the first time, putting Arsenal under pressure for the first time, and then giving away the sloppiest, almost bizarre third goal that you've seen. In fact, it happened, the first goal against Leeds for us. And if we are to do anything, we have to cut that out. I mean, we've cut out people getting sent off. Now we have to cut out giving stupid goals away. And that's what we've got to work on with this squad at the moment.